This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Here are some of the latest ways that Democrats are challenging President Bush over the war in Iraq. Today, the Senate begins debate on a measure setting a goal of next spring for a withdrawal of U.S. troops. Tomorrow, a House committee takes up a bill to pay for the war until October, while requiring U.S. troops to be out of Iraq by the end of August 2008. It's a complex plan, and House Democratic leaders have added and subtracted many unrelated provisions. They're trying to find enough votes to pass it. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Virginia Democrat Jim Moran sits on the House Appropriations Committee. He opposes the war in Iraq, but for a time thought he could support a bill funding the war for another year if the right conditions were attached. But when the Appropriations Committee meets tomorrow, Moran says he now expects to vote against the Democrats' latest plan because of what isn't in the bill, any mention of Iran.
The last straw, really, as far as I'm concerned, that was the decision to take out the language prohibiting the president from military actions within Iran.
That language, which was in an earlier draft of the measure, would have required the president to seek approval from Congress if he wished to take military action against Iran. But while taking the provision out of the Iraq War funding bill was a deal-breaker for Moran, it had the opposite effect on Florida Democrat Alan Boyd.
You never know what might happen in some emergency situation, so I think it's always maybe a little bit dangerous to put language like that in there, which would have tied the president's hands to respond and react in a critical emergency situation.
The difference between the beliefs of Moran and Boyd illustrates the tightrope Democratic leaders are walking as they try to find votes for the now $124 billion spending measure. It will fund military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan for the rest of the fiscal year. Liberals like Moran don't much like the bill because they want out of Iraq now, and even next summer is too long to wait. Conservatives like Boyd believe Congress has an obligation not to tie the hands of military commanders. Democrats have been trying to bridge that gap by adding lots of extras into the measure, everything from an already passed increase to the minimum wage to extra dollars for agriculture, Katrina disaster relief, children's health care, and veterans. It's an approach that's been roundly criticized by Democrats and by Republicans like Indiana's Mike Pence.
I and many House conservatives are very troubled about what we see as a bidding war that is underway to secure the votes necessary for passage. And the American people are going to see a gargantuan emergency bill that will include tens of billions of dollars in matters that have nothing whatsoever to do with the defense of the nation.
For House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, passing the Iraq spending bill looms as the first big legislative test of her leadership, and she strongly responded to the GOP criticism of the extra spending.
Are they talking about disaster assistance, which they have refused to give to America's farmers, which is long overdue? Are they talking about the additional help we're giving to our veterans, who obviously are in greatly need of it? And, of course, the Republicans have been in denial about the needs of our veterans. What in particular do they have a problem with? I don't know, but I'm very proud of the product that we are putting forth.
Even the Appropriations Committee chairman, Democrat David Obey, confessed the House Democrats' plan won't last 5 minutes in the Senate, but that it's important to send a message to the Iraqi government. And a Senate vote is the least of the worries for House Democrats. Facing united Republican opposition, Democrats in the House are focused on finding 218 of their members who support the measure when it's likely to come up for a vote next week. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.